Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto the eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go unto my country, unto my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Peradventure the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence you came? And Abraham said unto him, Beware you that you do not take my son there again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, which spoke unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto your seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife unto my son from there. And if the woman will not be willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son there again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hands. And he arose and went into Mesopotamia, near unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray you, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Look, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down your pitcher, I pray you, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. Let the same be she that you have appointed for your servant Isaac. Thereby shall I know that you have showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, look, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of your pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him a drink. And when she had done giving him a drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also, till they have done drinking. And she hurried and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again to the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace to see whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of 1/2 shekel weight and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter are you? Tell me, I ask you. Is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, which you bore unto Nahor. And she said moreover unto him, We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. And the damsel ran and told them that were of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man and to the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hand, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, This is what the man spoke unto me, and that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, you blessed of the Lord. Why are you standing outside? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told my errand. And he said, Speak on. He said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and donkeys. And Sarah, my master's wife, bore a son unto my master when she was old, and unto him has he given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, You shall not take a wife to my son out of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I am living, but you shall go into my father's house. and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Peradventure the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with you, and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son of my kindred and of my father's house. Then shall you be clear from this my oath. And when you come to my kindred, and if they give you not a wife, then you shall be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way which I go, look, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin comes forth to draw water, I will say to her, Give me, I'm asking you, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. And she says to me, Both you drink, and I will also draw for your camels, and let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son. And before I had done speaking in my heart, look, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew water, and I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste and let down her pitcher from her shoulder and said, Drink, and I will also give your camels to drink also. And I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her and said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, which Milcah bore unto him. And I put the earring upon her face and the bracelets upon her hands. And I bowed down my head and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak unto you, good or bad. Look, Rebekah is in front of you. Take her and go. And let her be my master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, and he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah, and said unto her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, You are our sister. Be you the mother of thousands of millions, and let your seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah rose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well of Lahairoi, for he had dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she jumped off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walks in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.